I'll let you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. We got a short episode tonight because Mercury has been playing tricks with my computer. And Blog Talk Radio was going, episode not set, episode not set. So, 15 minutes, that's all. Sorry, we love you, but we're not going to be on longer. Mm-hmm. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm broadcasting tonight from the Bright Red Desk, and I'm joined by my friend Heather, who's back out west. Heather, you out there?
Yes, this is Heather Owen Robbins speaking to you from snowy Ronan, Montana, on the western slope of the mountains, where it is still snowing, and the snow is all sliding off the roof. And boy, oh boy, is Mercury retrograde. How about that? England, Brexit just stopped. They don't have a plan. They've said they can't leave without a plan, but they don't have a plan, and they're hitting that Brexit clock. And the plane that fell down in Ethiopia, closing down, pulling 737s from every fleet around the globe. Now, you can imagine the backup and scrambling that's happening in those airlines as they go through that process dealing with those.
Right.
And then today, Facebook was down, Instagram was down, Twitter was down, and
everything
we
was
couldn't
down.
Get on
well, my
World
assistant
Cup.
Was trying to post stuff in Facebook or in Instagram, and it just was not having anything. It was just not up. It was like, nope, not doing it, not doing it, not doing it. You can't make me.
And, do you have any personal Mercury retrograde
stories? Eric Wichahuzi says, something went wrong. We're working on getting it fixed as soon as we can. Okay, so Facebook is still broken.
Yesterday, my car made the most awful sounds, so we isolated it to one tire, took the tire off, and found a small pebble in the disc brake. So Ren and I got that little sucker out. While I'm go to start the car, a computer chip has fallen out of my key and into the snow, so we have to search for 20 minutes. We find it, finally, buried in the snow, and go in to get into the car, start the car, and the battery is dead. So we have to jump-step the car. That was a real Mercury. And I'm just at that point, you know, being an astrologer really helps because you don't take it personally. You just laugh.
Yeah. You just go, okay.
And it happened in my garage, so... You know, it could have been worse.
It could have been worse. Well, I'm glad you found the key. How did you know there was the computer chip fell out? Did you see it fall?
Yeah, there is no button left.
Oh,
the whole
little
center piece fell out of my...
Wow.
So I couldn't open it or turn off the alarm or anything like that. So that was exciting.
Okay. Well, you had a heck of a lot more trouble than I did. We just were having trouble posting to Instagram and getting the Blog Talk Radio up. You know, it is definitely Mercury retrograde. And, you know, and there was Rachel Maddow had a whole thing on the airplane thing last night, which was really fascinating. They have this database where people can report in what went wrong. And the pilots in the United States had it happen to them, too, but they pulled the thing out of autopilot and took command of the plane. And that's therefore they didn't crash. So those pilots that was like, okay, it's going down, I can't get it up, I want to come back. You know, there was no instructions. It was new software released. Interestingly, for the 5 weeks that we were out, it was a bug in the software. Of course, Mercury retrograde, it comes to light. But the 5 weeks we were off, the government was shut down. Nothing was done to fix it. So that cost, 230 people their lives. You know, because there was the Ethiopian flight, and then there was the flight before that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Very bad. Very bad. And the FAA said, no problem. And the Senate started saying there's a problem. You know, it's like, come on, people, this is supposed to, these are dangerous. These are not like a regular little car in the air. One of them lands on the ground, everybody's dead. So, interestingly, and I guess there's no leader of the FAA in place. So, there's nobody running the place. So, makes you go, But... life, Mercury retrograde. I don't know, Heather. Have you been having a lot of ghosts? I've been having. Well, I mean, you came back to New York. You're our ghost. You visited us.
I was a ghost.
Here.
I was your ghost. I came back
she
to New York.
She was our ghost.
We had a wonderful time. It was great to work with you all. And here's Mark on the line too. Is that you, Mark?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Are you having Mercury retrograde experiences?
Not like you guys.
Yeah, it's been fun. And again, But, you know, Mercury retrograde is good for a lot. I have been editing old manuscripts and trying to get them up in shape, and we'll see if anything happens to them. But bringing up things that you've been working on in the past, you might see them with fresh eyes. It's a really good use of this Mercury retrograde. But it's such a dreamy one with Mercury-Neptune conjunct three times. I think there's going to be some real flood damage, though, from the storms that have hit recently and the snow melting. It's going to be a real doozy between now and the first week of April.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating because it's like, you know, the snow is so heavy, too. So people have been talking about raking the snow off their roof. I'm like, really? You rake the snow off your roof? And that's how they have to get it off, you know, because it's so big and heavy and dense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been the swimming pool, motel swimming pools have been crashing in. The two gyms down at the University of Montana in Missoula fell through. The roof fell in.
The roof, right.
Just went right through because the snow is so thick and heavy. It's getting, as it starts to melt, it just gets wetter.
Soggy puddle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
back when I was a baby, working in insurance, we had high cost claims, and I remember the roof in a place in Boston collapsed from the snow, and you know it came in as this roof collapse, and I'm like, really, the roof collapsed from the snow? And the guy in, you know, it was Inland Marine, you know, where we insure events and things in the inland, not in the sea, because originally insurance was for the sea. And he was like, oh, yeah, snow, very heavy, very wet. You know, like, it can really cause a lot of damage. We think of it as so pretty. I mean, I think of it as pretty, but, yeah, it's definitely – when it's a heavy thing. It's a heavy, heavy snow. So we haven't had any snow here. We've been actually kind of having spring, which has really been nice.
Oh, it's lovely.
The other thing
is
Mercury retrograde with the ghosts. You guys have been a lot of ghosts coming back?
Again, as in people that come up from the past? No, but I have three people that are mates of friends who are right at death's door this week. I don't know if they're going to wobble out or they're going to wobble back, but they're because the energy gets so low at this time of year, right before the spring break.
Right.
And I think with Mercury retrograde, all three of them were talking about really missing a spouse or really ready to go because they miss their old friends. So their minds are really casting back. But there's going to be better ways of having ghosts. I mean, really interesting ways that new old people show up. Have you had any, Anne?
Yeah, actually I have. I've had a few people I hadn't heard from in a really long time kind of get in contact, and so that was good. And then I've had, I was down in Florida with my dad and, you know, my aunt and uncle and, you know, a lot of relative ghosts, you know. So client ghosts, some people I hadn't seen in a long time came back too. You know, they kind of reappeared. So... yeah, it's fun. I have to say I like Mercury retrogrades, catching up with the ghosts. I think that's always one of my favorite parts of it. So,
just catching up with the past.
Yeah, it allows you. And I've been really singing a lot. You know, a lot of song and dance, breaking into song and dance.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful use of this Mercury and Pisces conjunct Neptune. If you can tap into your, if you can write a novel now, if you can tap into your imagination, if you can kind of line that up, it can be beautiful. You're off there and off and rolling. It's singing, dancing. That's lovely. Mm-hmm. Mark, how about you? What have you been seeing with that? How have you been using it?
Not too much. Usually Mercury retrograde doesn't affect me until the last week of it. I don't know why. I guess I go into it with such momentum, I just keep going.
Good.
And then by the third week, things start to mess up.
And it is. It's by the third week is when all the everything begins to catch up and just feels tiring and more annoying and all that sort of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, and I do find a lot of people have been sick with this one too, with colds and snuffles and not feeling great. Needing extra time asleep.
Yeah, well, that's feeling very permeable. I think Pisces Neptune conjunction is so permeable. So it's good for intuition development, for noticing what you're picking up, for where your dreams are going, but you may need more time in the dream world.
Yeah, yeah. More opportunity to do that kind of stuff, yeah. Which is fun. And I do think, you know, that's the other piece, is because it is a lot about Pisces. It's like what, you know, positive forms of Pisces, swimming pools and music and dance. And, you know, we've been playing my piano a bit more. And, you know, you're just kind of more in the mood to tune in to, you know, where you can connect on a deeper level. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So, yeah.
Wonderful.
It's good. So, anything else you guys want to share about what's happening in the heavens that struck you?
What the Mars? There's an exact Mars Saturn trine today, and in a few days Mars does a Mars trines Pluto, and that it feels like that's productive. Once you can get going, the work, there is some solid work to be done. It is just getting the momentum going, shifting out of dream state into some practical, putting pieces forward. I've noticed I've had a little bit of structural awareness today in a way that I haven't. I see Ren out there now having a wonderful time on the tractor moving snow around in our yard. I don't know if it's actually going to make a difference, but it looks very productive. We're trying to get the snow that's falling off the roof away from the foundations of the house.
Okay.
And to avoid that said flood later on.
Said flood, yeah, later on in the coming in.
So that's
an
interesting Mercury-Saturn trine and how that's producing. I think the Uranus entered into Taurus a few weeks ago, and we're starting to see the difference. I think the changes in Brexit, some of the budget that just came through is a real Uranus in Taurus. I think will kind of really push the revolution as or some form of revolution. I'm not saying the revolution. You know, the bill came out with major cuts in Medicaid and Medicare and a cut to all funding for libraries, federal funding for libraries and other things while increasing the budget for the military. And the biggest deficit we've ever had. You know, I think that's a real Uranus in Taurus saying we've got to change how the finances are structured here.
Right.
And what's going on. So I thought that was, an interesting beginning of the financial changes that usually Uranus brings and asks us to reorganize our material resources over the 8 years that it's in the sign.
It's going to be in Taurus. Well, and also saying, you know, what's your priority? You know, I don't normally do it, but I did a letter to the editor today because they had a thing in some magazine about, you know, are we socialist? Are we you know, why is everybody turning socialist? I'm like, yo. You know, it's a continuum. Socialism isn't bad. You know, we have free schools. It used to be you had to buy the insurance policy and you hung the thing on your house, and if the fire department, your house caught on fire and you didn't have a thing on your house would burn down. You know, like we have these concepts of what's good for the greater good of the collective. And socialism is what do we think is for the collective's good? Education, roads, police department, fire department, all socialist, paid with taxpayer dollars. Other countries don't have it. You know?
Right.
So an honest, you know, kind of awareness of how we're going to do it.
Socialism.
It's, it's a social contract, what's our social contract and what does it look like? So, So the British lady's saying we're done. Mark, I had problems with Blog Talk Radio today. It was broken and it wouldn't let me put in a half an hour, you know, thing. So we only had a 15-minute Blog Talk today.
That's Mercury retrograde.
Mercury retrograde. He was like, nope, you guys all get to go take a nap or go to bed or do something else. Heather gets to go play with Ren on the tractor.
Yes. So
you
we'll
and I get to
see
go to
you
sleep.
All next week.
Yes. Yeah, we'll see you all next week, and hopefully Blog Talk Radio will be better behaved. So,
yes.
Okay.
Meantime, have a great time talking to your ghosts.
Wonderful.
And
think of your
all that gold stuff.
Week.
So Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk here in Manhattan.
Heather Owen Robbins signing off from Montana. And
Mark Waltz signing off from New York City.
Yes, great.
So we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.